You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We are going to hear finally now on WGOD the last week and the last sermon from the Gospel of Matthew. And something I just preached last weekend at Island Community Church, the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, Florida. And I've entitled this sermon, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we're going to look at Jesus Christ in his, not really in his exalted position, though he is exalted. We're going to see here today the crucifixion, the resurrection, and we're going to look at all of chapter 27 here in today's program. There wasn't time for chapter 28, so we wrapped up the gospel last weekend, and that's what we're going to hear most of this week, probably Monday through Thursday. Friday, we'll pick it up again with our brand new study on the book of Acts here on the radio. So here is part one now of this message. And once again, for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. The best place to go that's most updated, if you are a Facebook person, is WGOD Radio on there. These programs are uploaded as soon as they're recorded on there. So, and for more info on me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. Here's part one now of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Matthew chapter 27. Now when the morning had come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Thank you very much. Perfect. Just the one I wanted. Smells perfect. Where were we? Island Community Church, that's right. Sorry, something came over me. Now, ancient church history has it that Pontius Pilate became a believer. Did you know that? Not too long after this. In verse 19, we read this. Now, when he had sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, this is Pilate, his wife sent to him saying, "Have thou nothing to do with this just man? For I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." So his own wife warned him, "Watch what you do, Smedley." Now, the Gospel of Matthew gives us very little detail about this meeting between Jesus and Pontius Pilate. Luke tells us this. So the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "Listen to all these lies. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying he himself is Christ, a king." Then Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered and said, "It's as you say," or I should say, "you say." The rest was added for clarity by the translators. He didn't say, "It is as you say." He said, "You say." Remember that as we move on. So Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no fault in this man." Now, what a lie. Jesus didn't say any of these things. He didn't even say the last one. Look at these lies here. Number one, it says, "We found this fellow perverting the nation." Number two, he was forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar. Hello, weren't you people here? When did he forbid to pay Caesar what Caesar is due? When did he ever do that? When did he ever pervert the nation? Even the last one he didn't say. Why? Because it's up to you to proclaim he's the Christ. The words "I am," and rightly so, the translators added. It's up to you to say it like Peter. He didn't even say that right here. These words are added. He asks you today, as he asked the 12, "Whom do ye say?" Ye is plural, by the way, meaning all of you. Who do you say that I am? It's up to you to answer that question. He's not going to answer it for you. You've got to answer that question. Even in the other translations, when it says, "You have rightly said," you'll find the word "rightly" in italics, meaning the translators added that word as if there's some kind of egg on his face. Who do you say that I am? He doesn't even need to answer that. The proof's in the pudding. Who do you say that I am? It's the Holy Spirit that's going to move in your heart and show you that. It's up to you to answer that question, and you cannot answer that question the correct way unless it's been given to you anothen, which means from above. From above. Now, the Apostle John adds this to the meeting between the two. John 18:33. "Then Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' Jesus answered and said, 'Are you speaking for yourself about this? Or did someone else tell you this?'" I love that answer. In other words, why do you want to know, Mr. Sky Pilot? Why do you want to know? Is the Holy Spirit nudging you to contemplate that? Or do these fools over here tell you that I am? Why are you asking? Is God moving in your heart? Or are you just repeating the charges that you heard? Why do you ask? Verse 35, Pilate says, "What am I, a Jew? Your own nation, chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." So Pilate, therefore, because of what he just heard, said, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say," now the word "rightly" is in italics, okay? Meaning men have added this. It should read, "You say that I'm a king," but the King James says, "You say rightly that I am a king." "You say that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." What does that mean? Right? hand on a stack of Bibles, the right hand comes up. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I solemnly swear. He says, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. You're not going to hear his voice if you're not of the truth. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you won't hear his voice. You won't hear what he says. You'll want to crucify him like everyone else. Do you hear the voice of truth today? Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice, he says. What does the voice of truth say? I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he'll go in and out and find pasture. The voice of truth says, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what the voice of truth says. Do you have ears to hear? The voice of truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. If you're one of the elect whom God has chosen from before the foundations of the world, then you will know and understand that Jesus Christ is the door and the way to eternal life. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So Pilate, verse 38, John 18:38, Pilate says to him, what is truth? He must have been watching CNBC the night before. Or CNN. You just see it now, can't you? The mouth goes down like you had a root canal the night before. You're turned into some sourpuss. What is truth? That's right out of today's newspaper, this attitude. Right? You've got your truth, I got mine. Just don't offend me with yours. We all can have truth. You got your truth, I got mine. What is truth anyway? That's what they say. What is truth? Truth is relevant, they proclaim. You've got yours, I got mine. Just don't tell me your truth is better than mine. I believe what I want, that's the truth. But real, true, genuine truth is found in a person, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the truth. What comes out of his mouth is truth. John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. Everything that comes out of his mouth is truth. Everything. He never wasted a word. Never.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.